Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Later. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM is on.
Yeah, bad, bad, bad. Calling Sweet Cadillac. Call me anytime, baby. I'm ready.
We like the girls, Bill. We like them. Big ones, skinny ones, tall ones, thick ones. All of them. We like them girls, man. 93-point tweet FM is them. I am Tweet Cadillac. My co-host, writing.
G. Lou. Luke Lavish, good evening.
That's him.
Welcome, ladies
and
gents.
That is him.
Yay, yay.
We are, you are among us. We are here for you, and we're going to do what it's going to do. Good night, man. We're just going to do what we always do. We talk about a few things, play a few tracks, bring you back to when you wasn't bald, and then you had your perm, and you had your hair, and... You know, man, we're going to make you relive a lot of good times in your life, man. Basically,
that's
what it's all about. That's what it's all about. First and foremost, we want to give it up to the Lord, man, for blessing us with another day. Me personally, right. I ain't even really feeling that good today. A little shortness of breath. Go to the doctor in the morning to see what's going on with me. The heat, it's like I can't be in the heat. So, man, just... I don't need the prayers. I just need.
You always need prayer, man. Don't never turn no prayer down, man. You know.
Okay, well, I ain't
turning
it down.
Best when you don't even know people praying for you. You know what I mean?
Maybe I
people pray for us,
that.
You don't even know them. The main ones. Yeah, don't never say that.
Maybe
don't
I
never turn that down.
I should have said that. I'm not on. I just got a little shortness of breath. That's all. I was about to cancel the show, but I'm like, what am I doing, man? I can't never do that. So it is
right.
What it is. But anyway,
just play them jams. We'll fill you through the music.
Exactly. Also, today, not only today, but the whole month of September is like it's been ups and downs, smiles and frowns. You know, it's my birthday month. My friends was celebrating their birthday. Then I lost a couple people that passed this month. Matter of fact, I want to say a big shout out to Jason McClendon, known as Big Jam from the Black Wheels Motorcycle Club. Knowing this guy over like 25 years. His funeral was today in LA as well.
Wow.
He died from a complication of diabetes. And G. Lou, Miss Sarah Dash, that we interviewed from LaBelle, she passed away this month as well. And And she was so much fun, man. We had a blast with her. So
yeah, yeah.
Every day, man, is every day is every day. It's one step closer to where you want to go. You know, as far as your life, don't take it for granted. Everybody says that, but when you see it every day, you really, really cannot take it for granted.
Right. Right.
It is what it man. Is, man. God, sometimes, man, it really be hard to really fathom what's really, you know, going down. And then when you see it around you, and when it hits you directly in your face, from people you know or people that, you know, you've experienced, you know, it kind of touch your heart. Kind of make you think about a
right.
gang of things that you can take for granted. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Bottom line is, take nothing for granted. For real.
That part.
News front today, I'm up here in Northern California, and they shut down the Golden Gate Bridge today. Protesters in the morning rush hour traffic shut down the entire Golden Gate Bridge. It was lined up for miles. Miles.
Wow.
And it's like, wow. The people can't come together.
Do you have
do
to
something.
Deal with that bridge a lot, Sweet?
No, not me personally. Only
okay.
if I'm going into Frisco.
Okay.
You know, but,
okay.
but look, most people that live where I live work in Frisco. So they have to deal
right,
with it
right.
every morning. So if you got to be at work
right.
at 9, and you're already there because you know it's going to be traffic, and then you get
right.
halfway there, and all of a sudden you're in a traffic jam, and you don't know what's going on. And protesters
right.
is up there and blocked off the whole damn bridge to make their political statement. So one thing you can say
wow.
about the Bay, they got an issue with you, they're going to protest, and you're going to know what it is, and you're going to have to
right.
answer to it. They shut down the whole incoming into San Francisco, and it was like, wow, it is what it is. That being
wow.
said, man, I don't know what it'd be apropos to play, but man, we gotta just keep it moving, man, and do what you gotta do, man, to really get what you want, because it's gonna get hard, man. Life is gonna get harder and harder and harder, and whether or not you can enjoy the fruits, it's still gonna get harder for you. So I mean, put yourself in a position
right.
to at least be able to survive. Even if you had to
right.
drop chicken thighs and fries at Popeyes, if you could do it and survive, man, do what you got to do, man. 90.2
right.
FM. We're going to start it off like this, man.
You know what I think heaven is?
Mm-hmm.
I think heaven is you. You know that? A place where I can find
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.3 FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Happy birthday to Ms. Patrice Rushen, Baby Fingers, 93.3 FM. So close and landing in an interview, man, with somebody big. I ain't going to say no names because I don't want to jinx it, but G Lou, we about to touch a classic. And you know how
okay.
people say legends and all of that. Bigger than
right.
a legend. Way
bigger
than
a legend.
I don't even know what's a word that can describe what's bigger than a legend. But, man, we are so
wow.
close. And it's been on my mind all day, right? And
right.
it's like, wow, this is going to be really, really big. It's going to help us, man, to really solidify what we've been doing for several years. It's going to help. But, look, I also want to
wow.
congratulate you because I had the privy of listening to the After Hours show. And
right.
I didn't know that it was going on like that. I enjoyed those. man, it blew my
Appreciate
mind.
It, man.
I actually tuned in and... Like, okay, this is all right.
Wow.
You're wearing
wow.
about 18
Thank
hats,
you.
Sir. You're wearing about 18
Thank you,
hats.
Brother.
And then, man, you are most kindly welcome. But for you to even step over here to, you know, pull me, man, out the trenches to help me is an honor.
Man, you're my brother. You know, we got each other's back. You know that.
I know, but
you
but
had
you
my
gotta,
back. You put me in.
And you got so much
you
stuff
know
on your
goes.
Plate. You got so much stuff on your plate to like, wow. But the After Hours show, man, don't know. You need to know. Tell them when they can tune in, G. Lou.
Man, on Friday, well, the same days of the show, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. You can check me out. Each day we do something different, you know what I mean? And Fridays we mainly interview people. So, and Sundays we just take it from OG Sundays on to the After Hours and just, you know, go real, do the real oldies, man, and just go kind of all over the place with the oldies. So just check us out, man, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays on YouTube, the G Loop Show.
It's nice. It's very, hey, look, he got my stamp of approval. It's worth watching, and it's visual, so that's the good thing about it. And it's live,
right.
so you don't miss nothing. But you could always go back to YouTube
right.
and follow it and subscribe and do all the stuff that everybody else do for these suckers. Do it for G. Lou, man, because he earned it.
Thank you, sir.
I got his back, his front, and his side. I want to say...
Hopefully you'll get on there with me one night if you can stay up kind of late.
Man, I might
Have
just do it.
Special guest. Okay.
Up the, you know, the big computer and do the Zoom
right,
shit
right.
for me, and we can make
okay.
it happen, man.
Okay, my
man.
Man,
we got a call.
All right.
Call you live.
Call hello.
My 3.3 FM ism. Speak on it.
What's going on, Tweet Cadillac? G. Lou, Reverend Ali. Reverend Ali checking in, man. You know, the spirit called me to come on the show, you know, let y'all know that I'm, you know, plunging forward. I'm enduring to the end. And, you know, never go to Kaiser. You know what I'm saying? Never go to Kaiser. If you go to Kaiser,
never
you may not
Kaiser,
make it out of Kaiser. You may not never make it out of Kaiser. Never go to the hospital. Never go to the hospital without $1,000. Never go to the hospital without $1,000 in your pocket.
We talking Kaiser Killer King, man. Don't go to Kaiser. Okay.
Anyway, right. You know, I love both of y'all anyway. And Tweed, you was right. And G. Lou, you know too, but maybe sometimes you forget. You know, you turn down prayers from the fakers. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no fake prayers coming out for you, man. So, you know, that's the only
right.
ones you turn down. Turn down them prayers from the fakers, Tweed Cadillac. And
right.
that's what you say. You know what I mean? But anyway, the real true prayers, you know what I'm saying, we pray nonstop. You ain't got to tell the people to pray that pray nonstop. They've been praying for you since day one and never stopped. So you ain't never got to ask Rev
sure,
Ali.
Right.
If you ask Rev Ali to pray for you, I'll look at you like you told me an insult or something. I said, man, what are you talking about? You know, well, anyway, man, I love y'all, man. I see what you're doing, Tweed. You got the music banging. You know, I've been following you for years, even before you had a radio show. I felt like you had a radio show. That's how much important you was to me, my great brother, and that's why I always respect you, man, you know. And 50 Cent's Carrot Cake, Vine in Hollywood Boulevard, man, back to you.
Okay, I got a question for you, though. Considering how we grew up and all the stuff that we saw, it's been bothering me for the last, I'd say, maybe 3 days. I just need a different perspective. Suppose you just personally can't stand funerals anymore. And when somebody close to you die, you just kind of really don't want to see them laying there because of what they meant to you, and you know what they meant to you, and they knew what you meant to them. Is it appropriate if you don't attend, and how do you deflect, my question to you is, how do you deflect when everybody says, well, where is this guy at? He should be here, but you just had enough of funerals. What is the proper etiquette and what's to address a situation like that, in your personal opinion, sir?
Well, you know, everybody react differently, and people need to stop looking at how people either show up to a funeral or not show up to a funeral, because either way don't show or prove anything at all. You know, it really don't. You know, but
that's
for me, I'm just going to keep it real. For me, you know, I didn't even want to see my mama when I had to bury her. I took my mama out the coroner's office. I went and made the mortuary go get her out the coroner's office, put her in the casket. I never opened it up again because I wanted to remember my mama the last time I saw her, which was alive and smiling at me, not with her eyes closed, dead in some casket. So, you know,
right.
I didn't want to go to my mama's funeral, but I had to because I had to want to be the, you know, with the money to put her down because I didn't get no help from nobody else at the time. You know, so you not showing up to a funeral, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You don't want to see nobody.
Passed. Yeah, and the person that passed,
gone already.
I know he loved me and I loved him, and it was mutual respect. But it's like, wow, the backlash that comes if you don't show up. And, you know, you want to tell people, man, I've had enough of death. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I don't want to die. I don't even want to die myself. And it's
That's
like,
right.
I really don't want to see that. I don't want to see that, man. I want to keep on striving. I just don't want to see that. I don't want to get up in
That's
the morning
right.
and have to go cry. You feel me?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And you're on the right track because, I mean, look, Tweed, this is exactly what you just said. When people ask me stuff, why you didn't show up? Or why you didn't do this? Or why you didn't? I said, man, look, I don't even want to go to my own funeral.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For real.
So, you know, after that, you know, they shouldn't say nothing after you tell them that.
And that's what I'm going to say. And, man, I want to big shout out, man, once again, to Miss Sarah Das. We met that lady, G. Lou and I. We talked to the lady for 2 hours, and the spirit and the energy that she gave us was beautiful,
yeah,
man.
Incredible.
And I just want to say, man, may she rest in peace, man. 93.2 FM ism. We're going to keep it pimping and push on. Exactly. So everybody, you guys need to go to sarahdash.net. She's also on Facebook. Are you on Instagram as well, Ms. Dash?
My hashtag is Sarah as in Dash, A-S-I-N-D-A-S-H. So that's Sarah as in Dash hashtag. And I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on all the social media links.
And the website is sarahdash.net. So now can we itchy gitchy ay 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 ay?
You want to do some Lady Marmalade? You want to get some gitchy
ay ay ay? Yeah, man, I
want
to do some ah da da da, mama.
Da da, you want to get your ya ya? Okay,
yeah,
get
mama.
Your ya ya.
Yeah,
oh,
mama. That was simply mama.
the perfect frame. Shafts of your smile will always remain. Skin of love soon fades away. Oh baby, we grow up. No candy coated Valentine. Memories of you when you were mine. A tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Yeah. I can't change it. Come some rain. Yeah.
Diamond ring. Tom Joyner, DJ Naked, here on The Quiet Storm with something brand new. You're first to hear it in your ear hole. It's the Munchies for your love.
Welcome to the funk capital of the world. You cannot even imagine what I got in store for you, girl. So I began to fantasize what it would be like to get a demonstration of you.
Down on my mic, you got the munchies.
Your love is kind of
sweet.
Sweet enough to eat. Hook on your chocolate mouth. I got the munchies for your love. Your love is kind of sweet.
Won't let it go past me. Bubblegum kisses, candy like wishes. My star in the sky, like a butterscotch pie. I want it so badly. Sometimes I can taste it. The way that you love me, kiss me and fun me. I'm just hooked, and I can't get enough. I got the munchies.
Yeah.
Sweet enough to be.
I'm
can't stop grazing down on your love. Ooh, girl, you're just like cake. I always feel like it's my birthday. I swear to fall. I promise I'll be gentle as I please your physical and your mental. Baby, you're so special. I don't ever want to leave you alone. You've got the best love that I've ever had. Oh, girl.
I'm a lover, won't need no other. But strawberry crushes, I want your marches. Like peaches and cream, like honey can dream. I'm tasting the flavor, it's you that I savor. It's like chocolate and I can't get enough. I got the munchies for your love.
Got the munchies
for your love.
In heaven, delightful is your name. Thy kingdom come. We funk on the one on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily opportunity just one more time to serve our community. And forgive us for the times we know not what we do. We want to encourage our funketeers to trust the one and in all things be true. Lend us not by money or greed, but provide us with a daily supply of all things that we know we need. For we are part of your kingdom, but you are the power and the glory, and we pray that no funketeer will be left out in a story. Who, me? Oh, I'm Tom Joyner, the hardest working man in radio. A baby bubba.
A baby bubba. A baby bubba. And you are with 93.3 FM. I'm the second hardest man in radio. Maybe I could be the first. I don't know. But I'm up there with everybody else. We work hard doing what we do each and every Thursday night on 93.2 FM. G. Lou, you better let them know. Also, what I want to say is big shout out once again to Miss Sarah Dash, man. She's touched our hearts so many ways, so many dimensions. Man, may she truly, truly rest in peace. With that being said, we're going to turn it up a notch. G. Lou, are you with me? Are you there, sir? Okay, he's not with me right about now. Let me give a big shout-out to our sponsors for the evening, Stacey Adams Incorporated, MagnificentWax.com, BTP Media, TheGLouShow.com, Sunsound Concerts and Tours, ThePimpCouncil.com, and FunDiggity.com. And we're going to keep it moving. 93.2 FM, Spectacular Little Rider Oldies, R&B, and all in between.
Borrowing money from a Trinidadian co-worker. Kevin, you have $20 till Friday. Damn, boy. Why you ask me earlier? I know no spend that $20. I have $4 left in them. Oh, all right, cool. No problem. You fuck out of here. They want to borrow people money. Borrowing money from a Guyanese co-worker. Marlon, you got $20 till Friday? You know something? It's better you give me your fucking social. Make a file for your mother's cunt. Why I'm $5 I give you last week? That was $5, you know. $5 you didn't have. Now you come back for 20. Me ain't got it. Me ain't got it. Borrowing money from a Jamaican co-worker. Yo, Devon, you think you got $20 till Friday? Hombre, I'm going to make you know this. Money not grow up on tree, dog. Before you take my money, no, sir, you're going to give me back my money Friday, you know, my you. But suppose something come up. That's none of my business. You say Friday or Friday. Borrowing money from a Bayesian co-worker. Hey, Mikey. What happened? Nah, you know what? Forget it. Don't worry about it. You mean to tell me you walk all the way over here to tell me to forget it? Nah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. What is it, man? Nah, I was going to borrow $20. I don't know. You know what? Maybe we should forget it for true. This is how it is when you borrow money from a Haitian co-worker. Yo, Peter, you can lend me $20 till Friday. I'll give it right back. Uh-oh. You want to borrow $20? Yeah, I'm going to give it back Friday. I cannot give to you because I work $23 1 hour. So if I give you $20, I work 52 minutes for free. Borrowing money from a Spanish co-worker. Jose, you got $20 till Friday? I don't have it, papi. You can expect to borrow money from everybody like that. Borrow money from who? What are you talking about? Everybody. Say you borrow money and you don't give it back. What happened? Who? Papi, I don't know. Borrowing money from an African co-worker. Jono, you got $20 till Friday? Hey, you know when I first started to work here, when I just come here, they tell me that you will borrow my money. I didn't believe them. And here you are today standing in my face to borrow my money. Who said that? Sharon? I know what's up. Borrowing money from a white co-worker. Yo, Brian, you think you can lend me $20? I'll give it back to you on Friday. Sure, I don't have any money on me, but we can go to the ATM. All right, cool. All right, cool. By the way, it's fucked up what they did to you guys. What are you talking about? Black lives do matter. Borrowing money from an American co-worker. Yo, Sean, I could borrow $20 till Friday or what? Or what? You crazy? I got $10. You want $10? You want 10? I'm giving it back Friday. I got 10. You want it or no? You want it? Give me the $10, yo. And I want it back Friday.
Call me the kid, sexy man, but I know nothing about the great big H. I'd watch the football game while the hornies occupied my day.
I never peeped where she was coming from,
when
she would say,
though
you hear I'm all alone.
And then she made it perfectly clear, with some inspiring words
of song. If you ain't gonna get it all, take your dead ass off.
Well, like my fire.
If you ain't gonna get along,
I'd love to play in your tiny bowl.
Yeah, once was some freak for me.
what they do.
Who gave the New York to play?
Yeah.
They was busted by the pussy bus.
Here's
the prosecutor, pop them in the pit.
Come on, y'all.
If you ain't gonna
We'll be right back.
came through the Fabulous Forum in Los Angeles, California, better known as Los Angeles, California, and rocked the Fabulous Forum. Prince, man, what a hell of a dude, man. I don't know what to say about that guy. He was, man, he was the guy, man. He was the man. For real, though. For really, though. Man, we got about another half hour left. I'm going to take it up a notch, man. What do you, man, G-Lou, man, what you got to say about the purple dude? Came to the forum and got with it.
Man. Man. Turned it all the way out. All the way.
He did his thing, man. He did his thing, man. And embraced the crowd and the fans and it was a trip because he wasn't even doing his own songs. You know,
right.
Man, he was the man.
It's a beautiful
and
thing.
May he rest
beautiful
in
thing.
Peace as well. May he rest
yes,
in
sir.
Peace as well. Because, man, we got some greats, man, that will still be great. But, damn, they're all deceased now. And it's a hard pill to swallow.
Mm.
But at least, man, enjoy them for the time that they was on earth. And let's give a lot of love and out to everybody, man. 93.2 FM is Spectacular Little Rider, oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
There you go.
Champagne and toast the glass. taste, but don't drink too fast. Cause we got many nights to cuddle by the fireplace. You blush when I touch your face. Now you realize you're the one I'm thinking of, with lots of love. Still giving you love that's suitable. A walk by the beach, watch the sunset. Love is strong like when we first met. Wake up in the morning, see your face, and I feel no one can take your place, ever. So don't even think about it. I need your love and I can't live without it. And baby, you're the one I'm thinking of. CL Smooth, with lots of love.
Making you so happy, girl. Hey everyone, this is Chris Jasper from the world famous Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're riding on the Caravan of Love. And you're listening to 93.Tweed FM. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
Evening, man, of jams. Incredible, brother.
Shoot us out some words of wisdom, man. something that, man, that we can go to bed with and wake up in the morning and feel good about, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I think I mentioned it the other day, but, you know, what comes to mind is, you know, people, first and foremost, I want to make sure everyone out there, you know, like always, practice prayer. You know, practice prayer. You know, we even spoke about that earlier with the Home Tweet, and Ali spoke on it. But don't be afraid to practice prayer. That's the best thing going. That's the best internet Wi-Fi going as well. It's free. You don't have to have your cable and all that hooked up. You know, that is free Wi-Fi all the time with God. So practice prayer, people. Second of all, I'm going to tell you guys, the best thing I can tell you is remember that your best teacher is always your last mistake.
Oh,
you know, take that, like, take that and run with that right there.
I'm
going to leave you with that.
Like that. And that makes so much sense. Because if you don't learn from that one, wow, and that was a lesson that you should get an A on every time.
Man.
Wow, that's deep, G. Lou.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I
truly
feel that. I know one thing. You got to keep one foot ahead of the other and keep on marching down that path until you can reach the end zone. It's like, don't kill nothing and don't let nothing die. As long as you walk that path, I think, you know, you should be all right as well, man.
Yes, sir.
I just want people to have compassion for each other, man. You know, don't just go rob me. If you rob me, okay, I give you the money. But you ain't got to shoot me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Put
it's
the X's
like,
on it.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah, you ain't got to go through all of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, man. Have compassion for people, man. If you can do that, because you wouldn't want nobody to do that to your mama. Treat people like you want them to treat your mama. And also, good news, too. Classic Six Pack Volume 2 is finished.
Mastered.
I think I will drop it. Fuck it. I'll drop it in the morning. It'll be the first. I'll drop it in the morning. Hard copies will be available shortly. Digital will be available at midnight tonight. I'm
exclusively at tweedcadillac.com. Exclusively. No, don't go to iTunes.
And you know
go to tweedcadillac.com.
You got to come directly to me. That's the only way that you'll get it. And if you like Volume 1, kind of believe that you might like Volume 2. So make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. tweedcadillac.com. Classic Six Pack Volume 2 is on deck at midnight tonight, y'all. With that being said, I will see you mañana, ese. Mañana.
Yeah.
And we'll be back, man. Flashback Fridays, tomorrow night, G-Lou Show. OG Sundays, we're going to be there as well.
Yes, sir.
So it's going down,
man,
with all that be said. God bless each and every one of you. It's been a great evening tonight. And we out like a life. Peace.
Peace, love, and soul.
Yes, y'all.